Yes, but why is it you can identify as a gender and be a gender, but not as a race and be a race?
Because
what? That's crazy. They're putting us in.
Hold on.
In summer 2023, I was at the campus of the University of California at Berkeley. And it was an extremely interesting place because they can't stop people from going onto it. It's a public campus, with the result that there are parts of it that are forested in which vagrants have put up tents. There are schizophrenics wandering around the campus shouting at people, and there's nothing they can do about it.
What are you a professor of?
And this is combined, it's one of the best universities in America, with some of the most intelligent students in America. And I talked to various people and filmed various people, and I happened across three friends who were, I think they weren't actually students at the university, they were just school pupils. I think they aged about 15. Two girls and a boy, white American girls and an Hispanic boy, and they were friends, and they were just enjoying sitting in what they were using as a park. And so I leapt upon this to try and get a sense of what is going on in the American education system. And I asked them various questions, and one of the things I asked them about was transsexuality, and whether a person who says that they are a woman, even if they are biologically a man, is a woman.
Do you think that a man that identifies as a woman can be a woman?
And the answer was from all three of them, yes, of course.
Well, then yes, she is. Yeah.
Because that is what they had learned at school. Yes, of course it is. Yes, of course you can. Of course, if they say they are, they're not bothering anybody. So why shouldn't they be allowed to say they're a woman and indeed be regarded as and literally be a woman? So it was this kind of magical thinking which they had learned, wherein if you, at school, wherein if you assert you are a woman, then you are a woman. Like God, I am that I am. You are what you say you are. Now, I asked them if it was the same as race. Could I, as a white person, assert I am black and be black?
Well, so if I identify as a black person, can I be black?
And they said, no, that's a completely different
thing. That's a whole different thing.
And I said, why is it completely different?
Race, not.
So, but why is it different? I don't understand. Gender is a gender. People say there's a...
Race and gender are two different things.
Yes, but why is it you can identify as a gender and be a gender, but not as a race and be a race?
Because.
And one of them commented, oh, I was not expecting this when with regards to being interviewed.
Not what I was expecting.
It was very interesting. They hadn't thought about it. They hadn't thought about that problem at all. The problem being that surely if a man can say, I'm a woman and be a woman, why can't a white person say, I'm a black man and be a black man? Why is that not possible? And indeed, there are people who are transracial. And an example is Rachel Dolezal. I gave him that example, who was a leading member of the National Association for the Advancement of Coloured People. And eventually emerged, she was just this white woman. And they talked and they laughed and they found it strange. And there was this kind of peculiar embarrassed reaction as they realised that they'd never thought about it. And that indeed what I was saying was logical. But their reaction was, oh, well, that's a completely different thing. And then they said, one of them said, hang on, what was it we learned? Is gender different from race? What was it we learned gender was? A social construct.
Oh, wait, what did we learn? Gender is social.
A social construct.
And that for them, that was the answer. That was the answer. The school had told them gender is a social construct, to which I then said, so you're saying that race isn't a social construct?
Are you saying race is real?
Race is a biological construct. Which, of course, it is. We know that there are clusters, genetic clusters, that correlate, that self-described race correlates at 0.9 with objective genetic race. So it is scientific. And then they said, well, no, that's not the case. They realised, I trapped them. If they're going to accept that sex is a social construct and you can change sex, then you're saying, what, race isn't? Well, race is a social construct, then why can't you change race? And it was quite fascinating, the degree to which... reasonably intelligent as they were, and reasonably articulate young people. For example, I asked them about depression and did they know anyone that suffered from depression? And they said, oh, yeah, I think everybody knows someone that suffered from depression, which was, again, quite an indictment, because I'm pretty sure that when I was 15, in 1995, there's no way we'd have answered to an interviewer, oh yeah, we all know someone that suffered from depression. I didn't know anyone when I was 15 that had depression. I barely knew what depression was. And I certainly didn't know anyone. Well, I might have known one person at my school who I have been told had been diagnosed with depression. And that was it. But there's, oh, pretty much everybody does. So it was these seemed, I must say, like quite happy and pleasant and reasonably intelligent, young and articulate young people. But they had been, but because they were that young, they trust their authorities and they have been inculcated with nonsense. Behind the laughter were people that were being brought up in a way that they shouldn't be. In a way where they're told that you can change sex. Oh, but you can't change race. They're being taught a religion. They're being taught something that is a dogma that you must accept in order to be accepted in society. And that dogma is you can change sex, but you can't change race. And that doesn't make any sense, but you just accept it. Otherwise, it will cause trouble for you. And you react with a sort of slightly nervous laughter when someone causes you to think and causes you to question it. And it was obvious to me that they were not being taught to think, despite the fact that school settings are, be a critical thinker. They don't mean that at all. They weren't being taught to think. They were being indoctrinated with really what is a kind of ersatz religion that has as much in the way of contradictory dogmas as any kind of fundamentalism. So I thought it was, it really just made me laugh. This is insane. This is clownery. But it's worse than clownery. It's very dangerous if later one of those girls in particular decides that she feels like she's a boy and can become a boy.
Are you ready for the future of the West?